This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. And my guest today is Arif Fauzan Othman, the artist behind the latest exhibition at G13 Gallery. The pieces from Black Zephyr are inspired by his surroundings and expressing his opinions on a variety of topics such as politics in the world, environmental issues, relationships, many things. But before we jump right into talking with Arif about his works, we want to hear a bit about who this man is. Welcome, Arif.
Hello, thank you.
Arif, did some research. I found out you're 38 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing we share in common that you spent some time in Taiping.
Yes. I lived in Taiping when I was standard 4, when I was 10. Yeah, I live in Ao Long. It's a small...
Not too far from where I was.
Where you stay?
If come out from Ao Long towards Assam Kumbang, somewhere in between there.
I see.
Near the Chinese school.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I live in Ao Long, new village.
Were you introduced to art even at that time?
Well, my father was an artist. He passed away from when I was like 2. And then he leaves lots of, you know, reference books on all the paintings, his paintings, all the prints.
Was he a successful artist during his time that he sold works, that, you know, your family could live off his works?
Well, I don't know about that, but in competition, he won several awards. And there's a archive with his name in Balai Seni. So I think, yeah, he make his mark.
So from Taiping, where did you go?
From Taiping, well, I started from Ipoh. I was born in Ipoh. And then I was open to the art books from my father's...
From your father's collections, yes, of books on art. You were exposed to that.
Exposed to that, yeah. And then I moved to several places afterwards. And then the interest in art just automatically...
Because of moving around? Or that the interest in art came because your father was an artist, you had art books around you at home, and perhaps, I assume, you got to see him paint?
No, the moving around thing led to something else, you know, led to not my interest in art, but how do I...
See the world.
See the world, or how do I progress with it, you know, progress with the art, so how I do things, you know. That's, I think, the part.
But your interest in art came up because of being exposed to it, because,
yes,
of your father. Because. Did you yourself, when you were young, like in standard 4, were you drawing, were you painting?
Of course, yeah. But I don't like the attention. when you're in class, you just doodle things, you know, and then people would come out and then...
Look over your shoulders.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy that. I just keep doodling and then drawings and all these things. And then just, I don't know, just goes naturally, I guess.
You felt that it was natural for you to draw?
Yeah. Yeah, we need practice, of course. But when you have a lot of interest in something, you know, it's easier for you to learn. So, you know, it's not too hard for me to learn all the techniques.
I assume at 10 years of age, the skills were not quite there, the technical skills were not there. Did you, at that age, attend art classes? Like, you know, did you have a drawing class? I assume in school, there's painting.
Yeah. In school, there's a art class. It's basic.
Watercolors.
Yeah. And drawings and all that. You know, when I was young, I was so full of myself, you know. I just, this is easy, you know. This.
But did you win in competitions?
Not really, not much.
So what made you feel like you were so full of yourself?
I don't know, but but I think I'm good at it. Maybe the grades, I got good grades.
Right from an early age, you knew that art was something that you wanted to do.
I guess so, you know, because I don't have anything else that I'm good at, you know, like mathematics or, you know, counting numbers and all that. I'm worse at that.
So this is the inevitable path to become an artist because you cannot do anything else.
Because I have no choice.
And that led you to UiTM.
Yeah. Art and design is my first choice. And eventually, my second choice is business.
That still requires some understanding of numbers.
I don't know why I choose that. But but thank God that I got first choice, the arts. When I got there, I feel so small because there's a lot of other students better than me, way better than me. So because I don't know the...
Courses?
Yeah, courses. And you have the structure of what should be taught or what should be learned. Not just painting, but...
The different technical skills?
The technical and the substance of the artworks itself. All of it, we learn it in UiTM. So I didn't know that, so it freaks me out. You know?
Because while you were in school, you could draw, but it was not informed by any kind of idea.
Yeah, because I thought we just draw expression, and then I don't know how to express to the canvas or the how-to. So they teach us to how to lay out our ideas and all that.
To get into UiTM and to pursue a course in art, did you have to submit a portfolio of your works so that you could be evaluated based on that?
On the first year in ITM, there's a lot of department, the graphics and the fine arts and all that. And all of the students are put together.
There is no separation at that point in time.
At that point, yeah. In the first year. And then the second year, we have an interview and we have to lay
submit
out
your portfolio.
Yeah, portfolio
then.
And that. And where should we be put and where we want to be.
So after the first year, you demonstrated that you did have the skills and also have developed some kind of understanding that allowed you to continue your course as an art major.
I guess, but my result or the GPA doesn't say that. So it's lucky for me.
You didn't do very well. You didn't do very well academically then.
I guess, I don't know, it's subjective, I think. Because it's art, you know. But I'm lucky that I went to fine arts department and there's a lot of a good lecturer like Awang Damit and very good artist to be my lecturer, then it's lucky for me.
Having gone to art school, what makes a good lecturer in fine art? Is it somebody who himself or herself paints well or works the medium well, or somebody who articulates well the ideas behind what he or she's trying to do?
I think a good lecturer is someone who knows the strength of their students and try to guide them to what they really want to do and not to instill their own idea of what art is and then try to make mini-self, you know? Mini.
Yes, yes. Recreate your students in your own image and then to replicate that.
Right. It's really important to what student is good at.
And then let the student come
to grow,
fruition that way.
Yeah. Individual. Yeah.
Actually, I'm very interested to find out from you, though, that from art school, what did you gain out of it? I'm speaking with Arif Fauzan Othman, who is holding an exhibition titled Black Zephyr over at G13 Gallery. We've been talking a little bit about his life and how this path has led him into the world of art. Coming up, we'll talk about his exhibition. I'm Lim Soon Heng, and this is BFM 89.9. You are tuned to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with Arif Fauzan Othman, an artist who is holding an exhibition titled Black Zephyr over in Galleries G13, which is in Kelana Jaya. We were talking, Arif, about going to school and about having an art teacher, and from your perspective, the kind of art teacher who would nurture you. What did you yourself learn in art school?
There's a lot, actually. Whether it's directly teach me or indirectly, But I learned from school really the basic, you know, the fundamental of what should be done for the artworks. In the real world, when you have finished study, all the experience is much more than what we learn in school. So it's just the basic how it should be done. Just that, and the history, you know.
How did going to school help clarify for you what is it you want to say?
A lot, actually. It's a lot because they teach us fundamental, and the fundamental is really important to give you ways to actually express or how to put it on a square canvas. How do you want to play with the show or the space? All of this correlated with artworks.
You said that when you were in Standard 4, you could mm-hmm. draw, and you had the sense of that you mm-hmm. have some skills. Mm-hmm. By the time you got to UITM in the first year, you realized that I didn't have any ideas. There are other people who are better in terms of skill sets, and that for you, suddenly this realization that art is not just about the picture. Yeah. There is something behind it. There's an intellectual history behind it. Mm-hmm. There is an idea behind it. What happened to you that this idea clarified?
We learn a lot in liberal class, a lot of art history, you know, how classical arts, about that, and how the modern art. When we learn history, we learn how it works and how to manipulate the... You have to learn the history to create a new based on the old.
Give me an example through your art, how you would have used something from the past and to make it new for us to see the past differently.
Because in arts, the only language is visual. And then aside of visual, there's also a lot of other things correlated to the contribution to the message. There's a lot of way to tell things, to convey a message or to, you know, tell stories.
How would you describe yourself as an artist? What kind of artist are you? I went to this site where, based on the way it's written, it sounded very much like you because it's written in the first person. My works are mostly based on narratives.
Yeah.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a film... Still, and focus mostly on natural subjects. Mm-hmm. And it says maybe some are choreographed and manipulated, mm-hmm. but all in all, they are done to convey the truth about our existence and purposes. Let's start with this. Mm-hmm. You said your works are based on narratives. What are these narratives?
The narratives is the things that happening around us, influenced by the current issues. Yeah, it makes a lot of us think what is happening.
So, for instance, if I were to look at one of the paintings mm-hmm. from the similarly titled Matador mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in this exhibition called Black Zephyr,
yeah.
I know artists don't want to tell us how to look at their works, but mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. I see a girl twirling. It could be her shawl. It could be part of a skirt. I'm not very clear. Mm-hmm. But I also think you're not making it very clear for us. But we see this swirl of movement, and mm-hmm. and I can see why Zephyr is in there, because there's kind of like a breeze blowing through all of this. How is that a reflection of our time?
What I'm trying to do for Black Zephyr is my personal manifestation of what is happening around us. And I put it in a choreographed way, you know, because this show is much related to the second solo show, which is called World Eclipse, which talks about a lot of secrecy that is going on, you know, something mysterious happening. You know, we don't know anything about it. And for this one, it's a continuation from that project, which the Black Zephyr is something that happening, which is mysterious. The black is, I put it as a mysterious, something obscure. We still don't know what's going on. And then I put it in a subtle way to, you know, express. I don't like to directly pinpoint a certain person or certain...
How do you see the world?
Yeah, people call me pessimist, but I think I'm just being realistic, you know. Too much realistic, maybe. You know, what's the point of being optimistic if we're faking it? That's how I felt.
The dancing seems to suggest a kind of lightness, yeah. Though.
Mm-hmm. We're all dancing. We're dancing to whatever the music is playing, you know. That's how I put it, figuratively.
And your works are figurative. Literally, there are bodies in there. Mm-hmm. And in some of them, the bodies are very clearly represented. Mm-hmm. We can see a face, we see eyes, and we can tell it's a girl. And in some, we are not even sure if there's a head there or not. We have a sense of that because seeing the series, we interpret in light of the context, I suppose. Yeah. And we see, but we don't see. We just see the swirl of the same cloth, maybe in a different color, different shade. Mm-hmm. We see that same swirl or that same zephyr blowing through all these works. Mm-hmm. But we don't see the figures, not so clearly represented.
Yeah. The exhibition is in a 4 section. The Matador, the shadow, lamp black, drawing is lamp black, and others.
Is there a progression? Are we supposed to see them in a particular way? Or do we just go into any section at any time? Or should we be seeing them in a certain kind of order?
That was planned for the future. I put it to further progress in the future.
Each section can be developed further.
Yeah, developed further.
Who curated this exhibition?
There's no curator. I curate myself.
Okay. Is there a danger in curating your own works in that you might be too close to the subject that you don't have that kind of a objectivity to say, okay, this is what is happening?
I think it's more free to be curating. Maybe I should be focused on my work, just let the curating to other person. But maybe next time I'll just...
This is your third exhibition, third solo.
Yeah.
In the other exhibitions, were you the curator yourself or did you have other people curating?
I wish that other people will curate the show because I have a lot of other things to do. like the works. It should focus on the work, actually. But...
Why didn't you approach somebody to curate for you? I mean, the gallery, I assume, would also participate. Or is the gallery just a space?
Maybe the problem with availability. I think maybe for the small shows like mine, I think, I don't know a lot of curators, but I know a few, but they weren't available.
Because you have had your works exhibited also in Australia.
That was a group show.
But at least it's having somebody seeing your book.
That's not significant enough. Yeah, that's not significant for me to, you know. When people do a show in overseas, people look at it like, wow. But it's not really nothing. It's like doing it, it's more challenging doing it in locally, you know. Because you can see how the game plays.
How successful are you commercially as an artist?
How is successful defined?
I don't know. I'm using the word so that you have to define it to answer it.
It's good enough, I think. Good enough for me to do it full time. It depends on what we do. It depends on how it turned out. Is it good enough? You know, is it bad? Or I just know if it's a good idea to work on, or is it not a really good show or what? Commercially, I don't know. If people buy, then it's good.
For this one, you painted women. Yeah, are they easier to sell than painting men?
On my first exhibition, on my first solo exhibition, I mostly put my friends as a model, you know, all the men. And then for the second, I put women. And somebody told me that when you paint women, cannot sell. Then
you sold to your man.
Yeah, and I proved them wrong. It's something that it's become a trend, and from then on.
And to do women. Figurative painting mm-hmm. in today's, mm-hmm. you know, and to have them represented so clearly, mm-hmm. is this considered dated? As opposed to, because I think when we think about contemporary painting, mm-hmm. they're a little bit more yeah. abstract. And yeah, this seems to be somehow locked in a particular time. What do you think?
I think it's more on the style. Mm. Because we live in a, you know, social network. We influenced by
selfies.
Selfies and other, you know, we exposed to art around the world, you know, what's cool and what's not, you know. I think it's more influenced by others, by what is in trend. I don't go by that, you know. Be true to yourself. I try, but cannot to distort or whatever. But it's not important. It's just how it helps you to convey the message or whatever you want to express, you know.
I've been speaking to Arif Fauzan Othman, the artist behind Black Zephyr exhibition, which opened on Saturday, May 13th, in G13 Gallery in Kelana Jaya. The gallery hours are from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, closed on Sundays and public holidays. This exhibition will run till almost the end of the month, May 27th. Thank you, Arif.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.